Thank you, Program Director. I wish to greet my colleagues, the chairpersons in the Social Services Cluster Committees, the members of the media and the stakeholders who are the mouth, the ears and the eyes of our communities, and the officials here in Parliament who make our work happen. I greet you all. I also want to echo the sentiment of Honourable Fanny about expressing deep and sincere condolences to the families and communities of the people that whose lives perished in the floods, in especially the Eastern Cape, and to say that our thoughts and prayers are with them. When we express our condolences on Wednesday at our portfolio committee meeting, the minister assured us that the Department of Social Development, represented by both the national and the province, has been in the area where this tragedy has been taking place. So we express our sincere condolences. Today, we address an issue that affects nearly half of our population, that is the conditions imposed by National Treasury on SASSA's 2025 and 26 budget, and the real world impact these measures are having on the poor, the disabled, the elderly, the young, vulnerable children. National Treasury has attached strict conditions to the allocation of funds to SASSA. These include quarterly reporting on suspended, cancelled, or reviewed grants, income verifications, including database cross-checks with the South African Reserve, South African Revenue Services, the NSFAS, the UIF, and the Home Affairs, as well as biometric authentication for beneficiaries flagged as suspicious. National Treasury argues that these steps are essential to combat fraud and ensure value for money, and failure to comply by SASSA to these conditions may result in grant funding being withheld. This is a deeply concerning possibility for millions who rely on this support. So I want to be clear, Honourable Program Director, the Portfolio Committee on Social Development is deeply concerned about these conditions, not because we oppose fraud prevention, but because the current implementation is causing untold delays, confusion, and deep distress among beneficiaries. These delays in grant payments are leaving many in limbo, unable to buy basic necessities like food or even to pay for transport. The requirement for in-person verification is disproportionately disadvantaging rural communities and elderly caregivers who simply cannot afford to travel. Transport costs, we have been told, reach up to 150 rand or more per trip. This is an unaffordable amount for some beneficiaries, if not all of them. So we are being flooded by WhatsApps, SMSs, calls, emails, and so on from desperate individuals and organizations that represent communities who are unable to just know how it is that they can verify themselves without having to lose the money they already do not have. So people are being excluded from the system, and all of this, as far as we can see the conditions, is in the name of saving money. SASSA as well has defended the verification process as necessary. They argue that it prevents fraud and it ensures accurate targeting. They have reminded beneficiaries of their duty to report changes in their financial circumstances. That may be very valid, in fact it is valid, but it cannot happen without balancing with accessibility and fairness for beneficiaries. So to ensure accountability, SASSA will now submit quarterly reports directly to the committee in addition to the National Treasury. This will allow Parliament to play a proactive oversight role, especially after lessons learned during the card replacement crisis that took place recently. So the committee acknowledges the 1.6 billion rand increase in the 2025-2026 budget grant allocation, which is intended to fund the above inflation increases. We also note and appreciate SASSA's intensifying of efforts to fight fraud, such as rollout of biometric systems and new tender to assist the identity verification and digital upgrades, including office Wi-Fi, self-service kiosks, and action taken against fake SASSA websites. And program director, I just want to pause here and commend SASSA working with the law enforcement agencies for the recent arrests of those who are alleged to have used the opportunity of being inside SASSA to actually work with people that are stealing money from the poor. So that work is commended, and we, as the committee, are hoping and will be monitoring that it continues until we can be certain that that kind of action or that kind of practice is eradicated. As the committee, we are calling for accessible alternatives to do verifications for rural and remote communities, such as mobile units and community outreaches to be prioritized. We believe that no cost-saving measure should come at the expense of people's livelihoods or basic dignity. We are of the view that the National Treasury must balance fiscal prudence with social justice. We will continue to monitor the implementation rigorously to ensure that no beneficiary is punished for being poor or living far from a SASSA office. The social grant system is not just a financial mechanism, it is a lifeline for millions of people in this country. Let us not forget the people behind statistics. There is a grandmother raising orphans. There is a young person living with a disability. There is an unemployed breadwinner trying to survive. Yes, we must protect the integrity of the systems, but never at the cost of humanity. So, Program Director, another issue that is deeply troubling our society is substance and drug abuse. Our children are drinking alcohol, our schools are not safe, our rural communities have been forgotten in the programs that are trying to prevent or change the situation of substance and drug abuse in our communities. And the institutions such as the central drug authorities, which are meant to fight this crisis, are underfunded and unsupported. The CDA was established by the prevention of and treatment for substance use disorders, a policy as a statutory body to monitor and oversee the implementation of the National Drug Master Plan. It is thus gravely concerning for the Committee on Social Development that the CDA remains dependent on the Department of Social Development for finances, which is undermining its ability to operate independently across government. The lack of a dedicated budget line item makes the authority unfit for purpose, especially in achieving the governance and oversight goals outlined in the National Drug Master Plan. So the Central Drug Authority, which is tasked with coordinating the national response to drugs and substance abuse, was allocated just 7.1 million rand for the financial year 2023-2024, a fraction of what's needed to execute its mandate. The authority ended up overspending by 2.3 million rand, largely due to operational demands and lack of financial autonomy. Yet even more worrying is that its entire annual performance plan was costed at 20 million rand a figure completely ignored during the budgeting process. So that is concerning for the Portfolio Committee on Social Development. So how can the CDA fight a national war with no weapons, no money, no independence, no enforcement authority, and still be expected to lead the charge of overseeing this work in this country? It is also deeply concerning, Program Director, that 18 years after the Substance Abuse Act was passed, more than half of South Africa's municipalities still don't have functioning local drug action committees. We as the committee are concerned over the rising substance and drug abuse across all corners of our society, from learners in classrooms to entire communities struggling under the weight of addiction, poverty, and lawlessness. Substance abuse must now be treated with the same urgency as gender-based violence, as both are destroying lives, families, and the nation's social fabric. The state's response to this growing crisis is marred by governance instability, chronic underfunding, and a complete breakdown in interdepartmental cooperation. Rural areas are neglected, where treatment and prevention programs are almost non-existent. The current approach continues to favor urban centers, leaving entire provinces underserved and vulnerable. So the Minister of Social Development must urgently implement the long-standing recommendations of this committee that the Substance Abuse Act of 2008 be amended to give the CDA stronger authority and independence so that it can be appropriated proper funding that meets its important mandate. Laws on alcohol sales to minors must be enforced, and corruption in liquor licensing issuing must be rooted out. Targeted investment in rural infrastructure for treatment and prevention is not negotiable. It's not negotiable. So a coordinated monitoring and evaluation system must be implemented across all departments. Thank you, Program Director.